We're in a territory of study now to deal with the time frame of life we're in the world system. We're teaching messages. I'm teaching messages now to myself because it's some things that God is showing me out of His Word that I had not seen. Let me ask a question. Prior to preaching on the fear of the Lord, how many of you have ever prayed that the fear of the Lord anointing be on you? I don't see a hand in the house. Because we didn't know what it was. It's reverential respect for God, and I don't believe you can live right without it. Okay, it's a closeness to God. It's reverence, it's worship, it's respect, it's honor for God. So there's an anointing for that called the fear of the Lord. We talked about the negative aspect of it. When you talk about fear, the only thing you think about is negative stuff. But this fear, you replace it with the word reverence. Reverence, I respect God. So I hold my soul and body in position of contekitone lebasa, to continually to respect God. We're going to deal with the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. When you think about fountain, you think about fresh, you think about a flow. So the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. All right, I want you to get that. I'll talk to you a few minutes before I take you in the scripture, because when you get in the scripture, I don't know if I'm going to be able to hold you. The fear of the Lord, the reverential respect of the Lord He wants to have through the anointing is a fountain of life. So what I'm saying to you, there's some things you've been missing by not knowing this revelation, but they're going to begin to flow this morning. You got me? Before I read the scripture to you, I wrote in an introduction, people in the church is not trained to understand the magnitude of the blessings, plural, in the fear of the Lord. There's a magnitude of blessing that I believe that many of us have never walked in because we don't understand, had not understood what the fear of the Lord is. It also says, we're not have enough wisdom to handle these times. So what we're saying now, that the revelation that God is about to bring to us will give us enough wisdom to handle these times. Amen?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So we got magnitudes of blessing.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And it's magnitudes of blessing that most of us have never seen before. Then it says, wisdom to handle these times out of that fountain of the fear of the Lord is wisdom to handle these times. Therefore, you must pay attention to what the Spirit of God is saying and showing you now. So I want you to pay attention. The Spirit of God is going to say some things to you and going to show you some things in a few moments. Then he said to tell you there are many things that will start flowing in your life now. Huh? Many, many new things. Many, many things that belong to you, but by not knowing about this fountain of life called the fear of the Lord, you couldn't quite position yourself for that dimension of flow in the blessing. So pay attention. So in other words, God's going to say some things to you this morning. And he's going to show you some things this morning. Let me say this way, I'll get you a thing that you've been looking for. It's another dimension. So pay attention. Now, many things will start flowing in your life. You heard that part, right? And it says this, that you will stand out as a witness of the goodness of God. So there are some things going to happen in your life that's going to be a witness to anyone who come around you of the goodness of God. Stay with me. Here are some of the things that are about to happen. Insights. Integrity. Intimacy. Now, just those three words there, I can go home with that. Insights, yes, sir. From God, a different level of integrity as a Christian. Yeah. Intimacy, how many of y'all like that word?
Yes.
Closer and closer.
Yes.
In control of all outcomes. This is how powerful this fountain that I'm about to reveal, that the Holy Spirit about to reveal to you. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. In control, who got something they want to control? Something they want to stop, you know? Control of everything, all right? Listen, in control of all outcome. Good God Almighty. And then he told me to ask you this question. Are you really ready to turn the fountain of life on by revelation in your life? You ready to turn it on?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You sure was enthused, all them things I've told you already. And I asked you the question, are you ready to turn it on? You must have didn't hear what I was saying.
Amen.
Are you ready to wear this kind of anointing?
Yes, sir.
Y'all answer up that time because y'all don't want me to hit you. You don't want me to spank you twice. That will change the governing of your life. That will change the governing of your life into the full plan of God. Into the full plan of God. How many want to go there?
Yes.
All right. I got to give you this because it's so powerful. Now, this fountain we're talking about is a fountain of blood. Blessings, breakthroughs, and all types of benefits. I'll give it to you again. I'll give it to you again. This fountain that's going to be revealed to you this morning, this fountain of life, the Lord says, it is a fountain of blood. Blessings, breakthroughs, all types of benefit. Then he said to me, tell you it's a glory fountain. My presence constantly come out of it. Stay with me. It will keep the presence and glory of God flowing in your life. And then we're going to read the scriptures. He said this to tell you, to prepare you, this preparation for what's about to come forth. Everyone under the sound of my voice is about to go to another level. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say, hallelujah.
Yes.
In other words, your life position,
yes, sir,
is about to change.
Yes,
for the better.
Yes,
for the better.
Yes,
turn with me to Proverbs. Chapter 14. You got shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
Verse 26. Proverbs, I'm going to give you time to get there. because I want you to see it. Verse chapter 14, verse 26. You there?
Yes, sir.
In the fear of reverential respect,
yes, sir,
a worship position, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence.
Yes.
And his children, no matter what happened, should have a place of refuge. But look at verse 27. The fear, come on, read that with me, verse 27. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. Good God. To depart from the snares of the devil. Death, the devil, death. Now, in the Amplified Bible, that's why I brought some of my work up here, the Amplified Bible in verse 26, it says, in the reverence and worshipful fear of the Lord. See what he's saying? It tells us, reverence and worshipful fear of the Lord, there's strong confidence. And his children shall always have a place of refuge. No matter what come up, you covered.
Yes.
Amen. Say, no matter what come up, I am covered. We can do the benediction right now. But then the 27th verse in the Amplified Bible says, reverence and worshipful fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, that one may avoid the snares of death. It's powerful, isn't it? Let's look at one more. Let's look at the Message Bible on those verses. Verse 26. The fear of God builds up confidence and make a world safe for your children.
Wow. I'll receive that. I'll take it.
Verse 27 in the Message Bible said, the fear of God is a spring of living water.
Yes, sir.
The fear of God is a spring of living water.
Yes, sir.
Say living water.
Living water.
Spring of living water. So you won't go all drinking from poison wells. See, it'll keep you in contact with God, and you'll know what's right and what's wrong. Proverbs chapter 13. Go to 13. Verse 14. Proverbs 13, 14. The law of the wise is a fountain of life.
Uh-huh.
Life. You see that? To depart from the snare of the devil. I just want you to see about that fountain. Look at that fountain a few times. Go to 19, Proverbs 19. Verse 23. You there?
Yes, sir.
The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that has it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil.
That's right.
Oh, that's not loud enough for that verse. Jesus Christ. You act like you knew that verse, and that verse was in your back pocket. Listen to this thing. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that has it shall abide satisfied. And he that had this shall abide satisfied, he shall not be visited with evil. other words, you're going to be ready. Are you following me? So all evil work in your life died this morning because you stopped drawing from that fountain of life. Let me just look at it. Let's look at it. I'm just going to take my time. Let's look at it here. That was Proverbs 19:23, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to look at it a minute here to help us to fully understand before I start giving you these points to live by. The Message Bible says in that 23rd verse, the fear of God is life itself. So that means we haven't lived unless we understand the fear of the Lord. You say a full life, a serene, no nasty surprises. Somebody wave their hand at me. I don't want no nasty surprise. So nasty surprises are over in your life, but you know how to deal with it. How many of y'all ever had some nasty surprises? I've had some. I like that. I had never looked at that. Look at it one more time, that 23rd verse in the Amplified Bible. Proverbs 9, then I'll start giving you the points for this morning. The reverence, see that word reverence. See, what God is using is a negative word to the world. But is a revelation to you that when you respect him and honor him, is an aspect of the fear of the Lord. In other words, I just respect the Lord. I'm going to live right for him. I'm going to do what's right. You follow what I'm saying? And you know you can't do that on your own power. Because there's too many offers being made. Offers that are awful being made in this system. But that reverential fear will keep you in place, all right? Now, I read in the Amplified Bible, Proverbs 19:23, the reverence, worshipful fear of the Lord leads to life. And he who has it rests satisfied. He cannot be visited with actual evil. Isn't that something? That is powerful, man. Powerful. All right, Lord. All right, go back to Isaiah 33:6. One more time. And then get ready to go into a realm. Hallelujah. Don't forget now, what we're doing is opening a brand new spiritual fountain over your life. We're starting to flow from a fountain that is filled with life, filled with blood, filled with glory, filled with mercy, filled with grace, and filled with the love of God. In other words, that fountain will be open over your home, your businesses, your job, whatever you do. Are you following me? If you got loved ones fighting right now, it open on them right now while we're preaching. Good God Almighty. I said, good God Almighty. Now, in Isaiah 33:6, wasn't that the verse? And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strength of salvation. In other words, what the Lord is teaching you this morning going to enable you to walk more deeper in the strength of your salvation. There are some places you have not been able to go because you didn't have this revelation. You didn't know that was a fountain of life, of respect and honor for God. It puts you in a higher category when you love God and honor him and obey him. And there's an anointing for it. That there's a There's a coming of the Holy Spirit that can cause that to happen. It's not by might. You can't do it yourself. But upon you coming this morning, I believe coming the ability to do some things right that you couldn't do. And stay in socket. Otherwise, the things that have been calling you off and calling you out, not going to be able to do it anymore because that fountain flowing on you. Things you've been trying to do physically, things you've been trying to do through prayer that you haven't been able to do, you're going to be able to do it now. The old folks said, as a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, sinners plunge, release that fountain and lose all their guilty stain. So we're talking about a fountain. You who are here and you who are connected online, you're under a fountain of life this morning. It's a fountain that's going to produce some things in your life that have never been produced before. It's a new spiritual government coming over your life. You're going to be stronger. I can't hear you. You're going to be stronger. After this day, you're going to be stronger. Stronger in God. Stronger in Jesus. Stronger in the Holy Spirit. Stronger in the Word. All right. Now, how this is going to happen? All right. Turn to John 16 now. John's gospel. What am I doing? What I'm not doing? Y'all hear me good?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you really want to hear this morning. John 16. Now here's the first point that going to put you in the position of all that introduction. You remember what I read in the introduction? Let me go back over it. People in the church that are not trained to understand the magnitude of the blessings in the fear of the Lord will not have enough wisdom to handle these times.
Right.
Therefore, you must pay attention with the Spirit of God, what the Spirit of God is saying and showing you now. You with me?
Yes, sir.
There are many things that will start flowing in your life now.
Yes.
That you will stand out as a witness of the goodness of God.
Yes.
Insight, integrity, intimacy, in control of all outcomes. I can't hear you.
Yes.
Then are you ready? Are you really ready to turn the fountain of life on by revelation in your life? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Are you ready to wear this kind of anointing?
Yes,
that will change the governing of your life?
Yes, sir.
Into the full plan of God.
Yes.
Is a fountain of blood.
Yes.
Blessing.
Yes,
breakthrough.
Yes,
all type of benefits.
Yes,
it is a glory fountain.
Yes.
It will keep the presence and glory of God flowing in your life. Everyone under the sound of my voice is about to go to another level. Turn to John Gospel 16. Let me give you points whereby you can walk into this now. Steps. As a matter of fact, the Holy Spirit is the only one who can unfold the fear of the Lord to you and make it flow through you. So unfolding the fear of the Lord and then a flow of the fear of the Lord is your lot this morning. But the Holy Spirit is the only one, I tell you, I don't know how far I'm going to get on this thing. The Holy Spirit, my goodness, the Holy Spirit is the only one can start this flow in you. This is not a flesh flow. It's the Holy Spirit's flow. But I tell you, reverently I speak, humbly I speak, it is the best flow in the world. It's the flow, I'm telling you. Now, in John Gospel, chapter 16, verse 13. Now, I want you to look for the word S-H-O-W. You can't spell that. Show. This fountain life has to be shown to you. And only the Holy Spirit can show it to you. Somebody over here say amen.
Amen.
Only the Holy Spirit, you're about to show you something. See, it's something you can't see. See, the Bible talks about in 2 Corinthians 9. Go to 2 Corinthians 9 and hold 2 Corinthians 2. It's 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. See, 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, isn't it? Yeah. Eyes have not seen. See, the Holy Spirit is going to show you something. Now, I want you in these three verses, we're going to see the word show three times in John 16. But the Holy Spirit about to show you that fountain. He's sure looking through. He about to show you a place you can't see by yourself. He about to show you a place you can't find by just reading the Bible. Or by just coming to church.
Yeah.
Or to the building.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God.
So put down 1 Corinthians 2:9 and 10, because you're about to shift from verse 9 to verse 10.
Yes.
In 1 Corinthians 2. Look at it. I need you to look at it, guys. See, some of y'all ain't crossed the ditch yet. 1 Corinthians 2:9. That's one position. God got some prepared things for you can't see in that verse. How many of y'all love him? Lift your hand. How many of y'all love God? God want to love you back this morning. He want to show you something. Some of y'all come here, you might have some pressure on you, might have been dealing with something. Things don't like it, gonna work out right. But God, dog, it's gonna work out right when we finish today. Because I want to tell you something, the Holy Spirit pressing in my heart to tell you. You are a winner. God, dog, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. You let that pass by? I mean, the Lord told me to tell you that, and you let it. You are a winner. But you win by revelation. See, two things cause you to win. Revelation and anointing. What I say?
Revelation.
Don't walk through this Christian pilgrimage not knowing those two forces. Revelation and anointing. Nobody asked you what you did last night. Just repent. Nobody asking you about nothing. Nobody teaching you you know what I'm saying? No doctrine of things to do and things not to do. No, revelation and anointing to wipe everything else out. Let me clear this up for you. I love the life I live. I have no known skeleton in the closet. So everybody can be the same way.
Yes.
All right. So I want you to put the two words down, revelation and anointing. I have to live by revelation and anointing. To be a real Christian, I have to live by revelation and anointing. I have to move out of verse 9. Now put verse 10 up there now, because I need y'all to shift. See, but God had revealed them unto us power. For the what?
He do
what? Search it. Yeah. And that's where you're going now. Now you may be seated. And we're talking about this fountain of life. Here's what we're saying. As a matter of fact, the Holy Spirit is the only one who can unfold the fear of the Lord to you, and not only unfold it, but make it flow through you. Unfold and flow. A fountain. Unfold and flowing. Got it? Now watch what happened here in John 16. And he's here. This is a prophetical statement of him. But the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, he is here. Right? Now watch what the 13th verse says. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever, the Holy Spirit, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he what?
Speak.
Now look at the end of that verse. And he will what?
Show.
Underline that word show. Show you things to come. Show you things to come. Other words, there will be no more surprises. Attack in your life. You're going to know not to go down that street. No more surprises, because that fountain constantly running over me. Giving me a revelation of what down the street. Who trying to set me up? What's Satan trying to do to me? I'm under a fountain that revealing to me, don't go down that path. Turn right here. I'm on the fountain. Well, tell me, she lying. He lying. Sound good, but he lying. He don't even have a job. Somebody won't marry me. He don't even have a job. The Holy Spirit, look at it, it's there. He called him the Spirit of truth. I'm in verse 13. Then he said he will what? Guide. You into all truth. For he should not speak unto what's in his ear, that shall he speak, and he will show you. How many of y'all believe the Holy Spirit know what's coming? You got to believe that if you're a Christian. My God. Huh? How many of y'all believe there's no blindness in the Holy Spirit? How many of y'all believe you can't trick the Holy Spirit? How many of y'all believe you can't hide nothing from the Holy Spirit? That's coming out that fountain of life. Look at verse 14. I'm only at my first point, you know. Look at verse 14. Talking about the Holy Spirit. He shall glorify me. Oh, my. You in verse 14? How many of y'all in verse 14? He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine. That word is again. And show it unto you. You leave here today in a showing position. Lord, show me what to do. Then he said, verse 15 now. You got the word show in that verse, right? Verse 15 now. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine. Read the last part of that verse. No, read it. Everybody. Who don't have a Bible up in here? Or iPhone or something to get this verse. Because three times, oh my, anointing coming. Three times. Three reminders of divine insight on situation that you cannot see by yourself. You cannot see it naturally, but it shall be revealed to you at the moment you need it. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you have the right this morning to start walking in revelation about every situation. Oh my God. There's a revelation anointing resting in this house right now, coming out that fountain of the fear of the Lord. Lord, I don't want to do nothing that you don't want me to do. I don't want nobody that you don't want me to know. I don't want to hang with nobody that you don't want me to hang with. I don't want nobody at my house that you don't want in my house. Lord, tell me when to lock the door. When to lock my mind. When to lock my heart. I don't want nobody in my heart that you didn't put in there. Hallelujah. Listen now. We're talking about the fear of the Lord is the fountain of life.
You're preaching good then.
It's the reverential worship of the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, those three shows, how many got the three shows, them three voices?
Yes,
he showed you three things, supernaturally or divinely. How many of y'all got it?
Yeah.
In those three voices.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Show me, show me, show me. Show me, Holy Spirit. I just use this. Show me if he's the one that you want me to live the rest of my life with. I don't care how he look. I don't care how his hair look. Show me if he's the one. I don't want to look at his hair right now. I want to look at his heart. I want to say that's something, you know, it's nothing like the right one, baby. You make sure you get the right one. I got the right one, me. Ain't nothing like the right one. People of the world and carnal Christian do not respect the fear of the Lord. Look what the next thing we're going to say. I'm going to show you a scripture. They can't see the fear of the Lord. Turn to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. And this is what you're going through, and this is what you're seeing right now in the world system. And I want you to be aware of it. I want you to know that you don't have to go with them. Romans chapter 3, verse 10. As it's written, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understandeth, there's none that seeketh after God. See, they don't seek after God. They're all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. See, because they can't see it. Their throats are an open sepulchre. With their tongue, they have used deceit. The poison of ap is upon their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. When you get home, turn your television on. There's no fear of God before their eyes. See, you can't be like them. See they, see all of how awkward they live and how unholy they live. But church, Christians can't be like that. So we have to have a revelation. We have to have an anointing to set us apart from all that. See, that's why they're trying to bring us to dress like them. They got preachers dressing just like them right now. They want us to dress like them, act like them, do everything just like them. No, we just supposed to be winning them. They're not supposed to be winning us. They ain't got no cross. We got a cross. They ain't got no Jesus who died for them. We got a Jesus who died for them. They don't have no Holy Spirit. We got a Holy Spirit that live on the inside of us. We don't become like them. They got to become like us. Holy, sanctified, dignified, clean. See, they have no fear of God, so that's why you can say anything. That's why you can wear anything. Because you ain't got no fear of God. You ain't got no respect for him. But we in the church, we got to know how to respect God. And you have a revelation and anointing that will keep you in place. What I say? You have a revelation and an anointing that will keep me in place. No, I can't do that. I can't go there. I represent him. Not them, him. So people of the world and carnal Christian do not respect the Lord. They can't see the fear of the Lord. Turn to Proverbs 1:7. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
All we're doing is putting oil in your lamp. Many do not have oil in their lamp. Many in the church don't have no oil in their lamp because you can't have oil in your lamp unless you understand what the oil is. And the only way you understand is revelation. Come on, somebody talk to me. Revelation. Notice what I didn't say. Emotion and excitement. We said revelation and anointing. Now, where both of those come from? I can't hear you. The Holy Spirit. Revelation, say it.
Revelation.
And anointing. Some of y'all scared to open your mouth because you know God's going to reveal some stuff to you. Come on. Revelation
and anointing.
Comes from the Holy Spirit
to me
as a child of God.
I'm under
the fountain
of life.
Now, Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. See that? What the next part of the verse said? Now, don't hold me for this, but I'm going to say it. Don't hold me for this. What side of this verse you going to live on? Don't let them fools pull you out there over their side. See, it said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And God will let you go. You want to be a fool? Just go ahead and be a fool. But nobody under the sound of my voice this morning want to be a fool. See, the world take it to fool school. And they got money. They take it to fool school. They take their money and you know, sometimes they put on what kind of life they live in. They got the big old houses. You can have it.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
See, they got them big house. They got all kind of cars and stuff, you know. And they, you know, they entice you. Be like me. That's why I try to train this church. You can have whatever you want. What he said? It's especially this, you they tune into the revelation that God given you. My God. My God. All right, why should we fear the Lord? I'm going to give you an answer and give you a scripture. For he commanded. Turn to Proverbs 9. Proverbs 9. Oh, my time passing, man. Proverbs 9. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why should I? Say it out your mouth. Why should I fear the Lord? And then you're talking about now when you say it, why should I reverence the Lord? Why should I respect the Lord? Why should I honor the Lord all the time in my life, don't care where I am? Because he saved me. Not just because I don't want to go to hell, but I want to serve him down here. Now watch this. Watch this. My, my. Why should we fear the Lord? For he commanded. Proverbs 9 and 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You see that? And the knowledge of the Holy is what? For by me days shall be what? And the years of thy life shall be what? Wow. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and know nothing. Jesus Christ. For she set it at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city to call passengers who go right on their way. Whoso is simple, let him turn in there. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she said to him, stolen water are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Look at verse 18 now. But he knows not that the dead are there and that her guests are in the depths of hell. We're just talking about how things go, you know. It could be a he too, you know, sitting there. So the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord will keep you from evil. Turn to Proverbs 16 quickly. My time, Proverbs 16. Man, somebody said, I ain't come to church for all this. I just want to hear some singing and some hooping. But man, you know, got to dig in my life now. Man, I got to change now. Oh, my goodness. Why you invite me over here? My goodness. Now I'm under conviction. Now tonight I'm going to have a dream. And now I got to call somebody and tell them I ain't coming back no more. Conviction over this house. Hallelujah. Holy and sanctified people. Devil can't. Devil not going to be able to pull them tricks on you so easy. What did I tell you, John? Proverbs 16, the fear of the Lord will keep you from evil. Proverbs 16 and 9. Bible, preach yourself, you know. If these preachers let it preach. A man devises his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. How many of y'all want the Lord to direct your step? A divine sentence is in the lip of the king. His mouth transgresses not in judgment. You still with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. What verse are we in? 10. Verse 11. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. Uh-huh. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Yes, Righteous lips are the delight of king, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of the king is a messenger of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In other words, in the light of the king, countenance is life, and his favor is a cloud of the latter rain. Pour out your spirit, Lord, this morning. Hallelujah. Pour out your spirit. With the wisdom of the fear of the Lord, you will be able to stand through the beginning and the ending of every situation supernaturally. Yes, sir. So now when you're going through something, know that you have the ability to stand through it supernaturally. Yes. So it doesn't matter how it look, you know you're winning. Yes. It doesn't matter how it begin, you know the ending. So whatever you're going through, anybody on the sound of my voice, I don't care how it begin, you just know the ending. The ending, I win. Thanks be to God for giving me the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I can do all things through Christ what strengthened me. All things work together for good for them that love God. I'm a winner at the beginning. No matter what it looked like, I'm a winner, because when it's all over, I win. Because great is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Thanks be to God. You have overcome them, little children, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. We walk and not by sight. I'm always being led to victory. And in all these things, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I will let nothing and nobody separate me from the love of God. You are not losing. Look at me. You are not losing. I don't care what battle you in right now. You can't lose. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. When I came to Christ, I was born to win. With the wisdom of the fear of the Lord, you will be able to stand through the beginning and ending of every situation supernatural. You can understand, I'm about to close. Now, I know I'm about to ask a question, and I know a lot of people are going to fuss when I ask this question. A lot of religious folk are going to fuss because they don't understand. But I can't pay no attention to that. Because I'm about to ask you a question. Turn to Proverbs 3. I'm about to ask a question here. If you don't have your shouting, you just don't shout. And it's just the way it came to me when I was praying and meditating. So I know the Lord put me out on some bold streets sometime. But he never let me down. So I'm about to ask you a question and about to read some scriptures to you that is outstanding. Let's see. Are you ready for prosperity in your body and in the bank? Yes! That's the way he gave it to me. I said, what? He said, ask them, are they ready for prosperity in their body and in the bank? Now, see, you can't say this in the average church because they say, you love money. No, money love me. But you need money, don't you? Huh?
Yes.
Oh, go, all right, go stop and get some gas. Matter of fact, you ain't getting it now because you got to have a car or something to get it. We used to have people put gas in your car, but you ain't got that no more. Are you ready for prosperity in the body and in the bank? What a question. Proverbs chapter 3, I'm closing, verse 7. Say, I'm ready for prosperity in my body. I receive. And in my bank account. All right. Now, Proverbs chapter 3. I don't care. I pastor this church. They can't tell me how to pastor this church. You know, people get upset. What are you telling them people? Yeah, I'm telling you. It's in the Bible. You should have been told a long time ago. I ain't going to duck it just because to please you. We can't stay broke.
No.
We can't stay sick.
No.
We got to stand up.
Yes.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
I said, be blessed.
Be blessed.
Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not on thy own understanding. Wow. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Prove. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord. And depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. Honor the Lord with thy substance and the first fruit of all thine increase. Uh-oh, verse 10. Uh-oh, 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 uh-oh. So shall thy barn be filled with plenty, and presses shall burst out with new wine. Glory to God. In my body and in my bank account. Everybody, help about to change. Everybody, money about to change. We don't live on welfare, we live on warfare. Yeah, I'll say it, Lord. There's nothing wrong with having plenty of money. I got to get this out in the church. I got to get this out in the church. There's nothing wrong with having plenty of money. So long as the money don't have you. Y'all heard me?
Yeah.
I got to close. When you know how to yield to the fountain of life, you will become stronger and stronger. Quickly, I'm going to tell you four or five things. Change many situations. Improve everything. Watch this next one. Create good success. Control your environment. And master your destiny. Read those last four things on that computer. Read those last four things I just said to them. Look at the bottom of the iPad. See them things at the bottom, right at the bottom. Read those things. Five of them. Read them out.
So change many situations. Improve everything. Create good success, Joshua 1 and 8. Control your environment, master your destiny.
Read it again.
Change many situations.
Oh, got it?
Yeah.
That's what's about to happen to you. Go ahead.
Improve everything.
What? How many are receiving? Third one.
Create good success.
Joshua 1 8. Next one.
Control your environment.
What? You got some people you don't like to be around you? They gone.
Master your destiny.
Master your destiny. You heard that? Master your destiny. Children, I rest my case. Praise God.